We will call the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting to order for Wednesday, March 5th, 2025, at 8:48 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall chair to my left against, by the door over there. Attendance by observation, Adams, Teeman, Lytle, and Dorn. Up first is the consent agenda, approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held February 19th, 2025. Approve all claims through March 5th, 2025 in the amount of $517,757.66. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Receive and place on file Gage County balance of liability report as of 2/21/25. Approve district court summary fee report and register of deeds fee report for the month of February 2025. Approve specs and call for bids for 2024 or newer 1-ton 4x4 regular cab pickup long box. Bids to be opened on April 2nd, 2025 at 9:30 a.m. Receive Humane Society 2024 animal report and place on file.
Way to go, reforming.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, second by Dorn. Dooley pickup, single rear wheel. Any discussion on the consent agenda at all? Motion by Lytle, second by Dorn. Please vote. Four in favor. Motion carries. Regular agenda, comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Again, seeing no public, we'll move on to committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights. Mr. Dorn.
Dave, I talked to him this morning and he said everything's peachy.
That's good news. Equalization, not so peachy, but moving forward, we should have approvals by the end of this month, is that correct? And then statements would go out first week of May. Does that sound right? They're sent off to the state right now.
Yeah. And Patty, I think, was wanting to try to have a meeting with you and Evans or somebody, but I assume she had postponed that with some of the referee stuff.
Finance and insurance, nothing really of note, I don't think.
Large ticket items?
Don't need it.
Yeah, I don't even know where my sheet
is. Without Mr. Juergens, we will.
There we go.
Health insurance?
I don't know either.
$121,000.
They're all in the claims list. You don't.
Urban development grant work. There really aren't any large ticket items. Save a lot of money if we could stay away from those. Human resources, employee relations, nothing of note. Law enforcement, emergency management, planning and zoning. Mr. Lytle.
Not seeing Gus or Lisa. I don't think we got anything today. You got anything, Gus?
No, I do not.
Everybody's picking on Gus. You know, isn't it nice to have me at least always on your side?
Yeah. Okay. I'll remember that.
A little bit of discussion on the jail on Monday. Other than that, not a whole lot. There was last week the 3 and 33 task force did go out. Where did they go up? By Broken Bow, I believe, to help with a grass fire. That is now, and Lisa, we'll have Lisa talk about this when she's here next time, just a little bit more in specific for the newspaper and the radio to, you know, to hear about it or for discussion anyway. But there's a task force that is now a state-recognized task force that can be used throughout the state with some of our equipment between the 3 and 33 task force. It is a good resource, and it does it does create a new, maybe not new, but a better resource for us as far as grass fires and stuff like that. So, like I said, I'll let her speak to that a little bit more. But I do think it is something that we need to recognize. Yeah, but we haven't talked about it here yet.
No.
Yeah.
Road and Bridge, Mr. Dorn.
Got anything?
He's getting a new pickup. He got what he wanted.
I didn't want this truck to be old, to be fair. I really didn't. I was hoping to get
we can still
miles.
Pull that.
We can pull it.
All right. Hey, Gus, we need more cars, don't we?
Hold on. Let's keep it in the highway department.
We did talk about roadside shredding. We're still in discussions with that, I believe. I think we should discuss some more. Tree issues, I think we discussed a little bit on Monday. I think we, and I talked to Mr. Tiemann this morning. I would like to have Rod come in and discuss his what he is doing with that. I truly believe the way we are moving on with these trees, with Rod calling, I think is a wonderful way, instead of bombarding people with a nasty letter. If it does come to it, and Rod and I have talked about that, there are several people that do get a little irate with him calling, that we will step onto that next letter, the next step, and move on to that letter, I think is the proper way. But that's just mine. I want your guys' opinion on that. But Rod will be here at the next committee meeting. We'll discuss that more. I think it's something we should get our I's dotted and T's crossed for sure, so that we're all on the same page. Trucks were out first thing this morning. Plow trucks, salting what we can. Weather's supposed to warm up here by just before noon, so I'm hoping with the blowing wind and snow by noon, trucks will be tapering off. Patrols are already out on the roads too, double checking everything, safety, making sure our guys are safe, making sure we're not hitting a drifted vehicle that's on the side of the road somewhere, so everybody's aware of what's going on.
And they started on the box culvert?
Which one?
Excuse me. It says here started
1238, which would be North 21 Grant, just east or just west of the intersection of Southwest 100th and Chestnut. They have it excavated. We have some utility issues going on. Windstream was supposed to be out there this week and put a temporary line for that, and then they should get started excavating for the box floor.
And we open bids for the overlay.
And we open bids for the overlay here in
Rockford Road overlay.
20 minutes.
But Mark did assure me Rod is moving forward on those, but he thought it'd be a good idea to have Rod actually here, have more of the board here. We're missing a few members. It just makes sense. Plus, maybe you can get, I don't know, you guys have some, you have it into a spreadsheet, but maybe you can put something
I can get it on, put it on something, yep.
Anything else for Mark?
A spreadsheet's probably good for documentation as far as once Rod's made those communications, I guess is my thought.
And he does, I'm sorry, Mr. Lytle.
Go ahead.
He does document who he talked to, if it's on a county road, township road, what the issue was, and there's a section for comments, and then he can always type in later on that, you know, there's a completion checkbox. We kind of made it as easy as what we could.
And I didn't say that right. They are putting it all into a spreadsheet, but Mark had told me one time he wanted to change that format when they give it to us to take out the stuff that we don't need. If there's...
The one I created when I was doing it, it's a rather lengthy spreadsheet wide, so it doesn't fit on one page. And if it does, Mr. Juergens wouldn't be able to read it. So to try to thin some of that down with non-essential information is kind of what I was looking at.
And the bridge on the state line?
On South 80th on the state line is completed. It is completed.
Is it paved?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
How's your talks with Kansas going on the bridge in the southeast corner or the road on the state line?
I haven't heard anything. When Adam is up here, we can ask him. I know we brought it over to our engineers to verify how that bridge or washout, the road. How that's going to affect either, since it is on Nebraska's side of the state line, if our Corps, Nebraska Corps of Engineers need to do it, or if it is brought into Kansas. So.
Like I talked to Eric, it's my understanding the landowner to the north would allow the road to shift over too. So, I mean, and I know that's a township, but sometimes I think it takes coordination with your office to make the township.
And I'm under the understanding that that mile and a half stretch is actually under Kansas jurisdiction.
It's under Kansas.
As for road maintenance.
But if Kansas is saying they're not going to touch it because it's in Nebraska.
Then we should close it.
Well, that was my next question. Do we need that road?
I do believe there's only a couple people that travel that section.
There's not much. It's down in the Hoot Owls.
The drawback is the mile section over is already closed towards the north with a bridge out and towards the south going into Kansas. So they would have to travel a little bit further east to be able to come back around. So they'd have to go up to Pawnee and come back around. But that is an option of closing that road. It might have to come that way, depending on how much work we want to put into it.
I haven't seen pictures of it or been down there myself, but I know the area. I think it would be a little bit detrimental not to have that road.
Well, just in the dry, they need it.
Yeah.
There's the other option, though, as far as that one snakes along the bank.
Mission Creek.
We could always, if we're going to have to buy additional right-of-way or change something, I would strongly encourage us to not do it along the bank. Maybe move it 1,000 feet.
The drawback is the way that creek or that...
There's a horse bend right there.
There's a horse bend on the north side, then curves back around to the west.
100 yards or 75 is all.
Because, I mean, that's a major... I've thought about that years ago. That's a major safety concern where you're driving next to a drop-off.
And it's there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if we could move it somewhere
else...
My
only concern, it is in the Nebraska side.
If there was a little bit more of a shoreline to where we could get a riprap to stay, we'd riprap it and put a new culvert in.
I don't know what the rules are, too. If we can bank that instead of it being a vertical that's
what we got to have the engineers look at it to verify that
we
can
bank it back or put some jetties in there and bank it and riprap it. But you're looking at a lot of money. It's probably cheaper to buy right away.
I totally agree with you.
I do know Mr.
Schuler's. You would buy some years moving it 30 feet to the north.
Correct.
You would buy some years out of it. And then you could close it at that mark.
I do know Mr. Schuler is actually kind of doing some jetties, some bank stabilization down on his personal property along the blue. So we would have a source to get a rough estimate what something like that would cost.
Anything else for Mr. Conkey? Keep the guy safe and warm.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Krackenmeyer's report for Engage, she called and asked if it'd be all right to move that a couple weeks down the line, so we'll have that on the 19th in lieu of today. We have a timed event at 9:15 in 14 minutes. If anyone has a bid, feel free to turn it in at this time. We will be receiving them for another 14 minutes. Up next, approve or disapprove accepting or rejecting all rock and gravel bids. I thought we already accepted all these.
I thought we did, too.
We accepted them all in before they reviewed them.
Let's see here.
Maybe I should have put approved. This is what I had.
Why don't we approve or disapprove rock and gravel bids? We've accepted them all, and then we'll just approve.
Are they all good to go and so we can approve all of them? Because,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. Motion to approve.
In case we didn't do that, we will do it now.
Process of that.
Motion by Doran.
Second. No, I'm not
second
in on
by
it.
Adams.
Yeah, this is a nice setup.
I'm going to vote against them too.
Any discussion?
We need four of them to vote.
Motion by Doran, second by Adams. Please vote. Four in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove needs assessment for the detention center. This was a needs assessment that was put together for us by Prohaska.
To the bottom.
Prohaska's?
Well,
no, you're
not,
on the next
maybe.
One.
Okay.
This was a needs assessment put together for the detention facility by Prohaska as part of the requirements of the state of Nebraska. They are wonderful to work with. They are our friends. And We will put this on file as part of the necessary preliminary paperwork.
Move to approve.
Second.
Oh. Motion by Lytle, second by Adams. Any discussion on Prohaska's needs assessment for the detention facility? If not, please vote. That's peculiar. Four in favor, motion carries.
Well, I've heard you riding the fence, but that's for
there we go.
That's what I should have
done. Four in favor, motion carries. Well, I just looked up and it's like somebody's voting twice. Doug and I were talking about that. Vote early and vote often. There is an RFQ. If Ms. Haxby gets in, we will discuss that when she's here. Otherwise, we'll keep going. We'll hold off on that for right now, though. We have approve or disapprove request for consultant proposal.
She's not ready on that one, so we have to skip on that one.
Okay, so this one we are not ready for. Nope. Approve or disapprove appointing Kyle Mick as the Gage County Veterans Service Officer. Mr. Bates was our Veteran Service Officer. Part of the process on this, again, is pre-approval by the board. Then it will go to the Veteran Committee.
The Veteran Committee is supporting.
Veteran Committee put him up to us as they did interviews.
And then it will go to the state.
The board will pre-approve, go to the state.
States.
Gets vetted, and then it comes back to the board for final hire.
I think that after talking to them yesterday, the state has already vetted him, so he is good to go.
Okay.
So we are just approving his employment then.
Mr. Mick's already been vetted as well by the Veteran Committee as far as meeting pre-qualifications, but that was backed up by the state. So
is he local?
I believe so.
One more.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, second by Adams to approve appointing Kyle Mick.
Is this the discussion time?
Yes.
I know Kyle. I think Kyle will be a good man for it, but I honestly feel he needs to be here so everyone can see and meet. Maybe that process needs change down the road. So
it was my understanding that he'll still be brought in before he starts.
But that's after the fact, though.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So. Because if I didn't know Kyle, I would be a no vote on this.
I actually called around on him, too, because I do not know Mr. Mick.
Yeah.
It's a different process, it seems like, because they were saying we had to approve him here in order for the state to go through their vetting process. Though, and he came back for approving again for employment. And I said, well, this doesn't even sound like anything we done in the past.
Does his salary come from the county or the state?
The county.
Then he needs to be present in front of the board.
So.
And we'll still have him come in. I did talk mm-hmm. to.
We vote on it again, though, right? After
well,
the
no,
state?
Not. No, this is it. Now
the understanding we had when
yesterday with Jason, the state has already gone through the process. I think what happened longer ago, somebody was appointed as a service officer and didn't meet the
criteria
for the statutes, the dates that they had to serve, and that type of thing. And so I think that was where this came from. However, they must have gotten all the information they needed in the meantime and went ahead and approved him, is what Jason told me yesterday.
I did talk to Mr. Hardick. He's the chairman of the Veteran Committee.
Jason.
And also Mr. Junker. And made a couple phone calls myself just to try to get opinion and background from people, and I got the same report from each of them, so that's good. I mean, call several people on me, I mean, you might not get such nice reviews, so it's good to have a good report from each of the folks. But I agree with you, we need to get him in here. Hopefully we don't have a new veteran service officer for a long time again. We do miss Mr. Bates. He did a very good job. I heard very good things about him on a regular basis. Hopefully we have the same reviews for Mr. Mick. Any other discussion on appointing Kyle Mick as Gage County Veteran Service Officer? If not, we have a motion by Lytle, second by Adams. Please vote. Four in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove service agreement between Maximus U.S. Service and Gage County for services for cost allocation plan ending December 31st, 2029. Ms. Hill, would you like to go over this with us?
I will give that to Roger.
Basically, this is the agreement. We've had it for several years. This company reviews our application that goes into the state, get reimbursed for the child support work that we contract out with Mr. Kravick's office. Laura Marstead is doing that now. But they basically go over all the information from the district clerk, the district court, and the Kravick's law firm, and make sure it's in acceptable form to the state. And it eliminates a lot of problems for us. And again, it's something that's I would recommend we do this again, because otherwise you get caught up in these audit things where you get to do it again and again and again. So it's something that it benefits the county because we get money back.
Right, they do recover
a pretty good chunk of the money back.
Of course.
And this has been a very successful relationship for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which one? Yeah.
I left it over there. I need to text
him. So move to accept.
Second.
Motion by Adams, second by Lytle. Any additional discussion? If not, please vote. Four in favor. Motion carries. We have 6 minutes prior to our timed event. Choose the CPF grant. Mark, are you familiar with the engineering services for the CPF grant?
Very little. I know we had to do an RFQ on it. That was kind of the last I know. I know Mr. Mace had submitted some stuff about samples of what they've done in the past, but as for anything going on from there, I don't know.
This would be a request for qualification. How far out is she?
I don't know. She said she's on. Well, we could take a break.
I suppose we could recess until Ms. Axby joins us. We will recess at 9:11 for 4 minutes.
Mainly it's the what if we just close the bridge?
We will reconvene at 9:15.
Side and left the road access up to that point.
We have a timed event at 9:15. If anyone has a bid, I'd ask you to turn it in at this point. Mr. Kunke, would you ask in the hallway if there's anyone with a bid? I assume there is not, but
we'll talk.
We have a timed event. This is serious stuff.
Rex, I was thinking of 108 on the north south. I'm 108 where the road curves and it goes right beside the creek.
Who?
That's the one I was thinking of.
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm on the wrong one then.
So was I.
Seeing no additional bids, I would ask for a motion at 9:15 to close bids for the Philly Southwest Overlay Project C-34-1181.
Second.
You'd motion, Dorn. Are you guys mad at me for gaveling you? Please vote. Four in favor. Bids are closed at 9:15. You want to give those to Dorn and Lytle?
Looks like we've got three envelopes.
You have a letter opener, Gary?
Nope. Just a sharp personality.
it never stops.
Pavers, this is the one from Pavers. I don't see a dollar figure.
And this is for the Philly Southwest Overlay Project, more commonly known as Rockford Blacktop or 94th Road south of 136. That would be the bond, probably. Eddie, is there a...
Connect the other piece of paper, Mr. Dillon.
Oh, here it is. You just want the total or you want it itemized?
Total and completion date?
The total for the project is $564,926.89.
Mr. Dillon, would you read that?
Start date is on or before May 19th. End date is May 31st, 2025.
What was that, 564?
926.
926.89.
Second one is constructors. There's the bid bond is here separate, and there's your
constructors. Total for the project is $555,364.83. Start date is May 5th, 2025. End date is June 1st, 2025. Cather and Sons.
Oh, good luck.
I need the bid.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Good luck.
It's so tiny, you can't really see it.
Can you see it?
Yeah. I got glasses. Total for the project is $547,379.08. Start date is after March 15th, 2025. Completion date on or before June 1st, 2025.
June 1st was our required completion date, correct?
Yes, sir.
Cather and Sons.
Cather and Sons.
We have an apparent low of Cather and Sons. I would ask we have ask that we have Mr. Conkey's office review that with Vannelli Wagner.
Do we need to accept all three? And
we've like closed them. Bidding, so do we need to accept those?
Probably not. No.
Oops, you just wait for their recommendation.
Yeah.
Do you want to just give that to us briefly? That was only about a 6-line item bid, if I remember correctly.
I'll check the
low two. Like 15 minutes?
Who is Cather and Sons? I've never heard
of them. Cather and Sons, they're an asphalt plant in Lincoln. They do a lot of county work, parking lots. They did the Wymore, the Philly project last year. Okay.
They did a lot of work in Philly last year that I thought did a pretty good job.
I believe they just got the mill overlay in Wymore for this year as well.
I just hadn't heard the name.
We buy material from them as a county as well at times. They're located up there by Dieter Foundry on North 70th. As they look at that, I almost wonder if we should approve or disapprove request for qualification for engineering services for CPF grant. That will be a step we need to move forward with anyway. We could avoid some dissertation on that if you guys would like to move forward with that now.
Just
Just need a motion to approve if you would like to.
Move to approve the request for qualifications for the CPF grant.
Second.
Motion by Adams, second by Lytle.
Is Dorn.
Second by Dorn. Ms. Haxby was going to tell us about this, but once we approve or disapprove this, there's no time for discussion. So if there's no discussion now, please vote. Four in favor, motion carries. Everything else is gone off the agenda. The only item left would be to award Philly Southwest Overlay Project C341181. We'll get to that as soon as.
Why is that called Philly?
I don't know how they group those. I mean, it's not terrible far from Philly, I guess.
But it's Rockford.
But it's Rockford. I agree with Eddie on that. I wondered that too.
Adams Southwest Project. Trying to remember what the Adams Southwest was. I think that was. Adams Southwest was the concrete project at Hoyg. I believe they called it Adams Southwest. It was a piece of concrete there. I don't know if it's because Hoyg's unincorporated and Rockford's unincorporated. Or I can't remember. I heard somebody talking about Hoyg the other day, and they called it. I can't even remember what they called it.
What was he talking about?
Trying to think of anything else. Do you have anything else for the board that you can think of?
It's that right there.
We will be working with.
We need to discuss your 911. Let's see here.
911 agreement will be coming up with the city again. So we auto-renewed last time because we didn't give a 90-day.
So that's got to be talked about if you want to do anything on that. We need an appointment to the
P&Z.
No, to the Blue Valley Rivers Agency Board.
We have a candidate for that.
Mm-hmm. And then we need to get people working on your EMS stuff. We've extended the letters for years now. We have to do the agreement. Those need to be worked on.
That's what I said.
So those are some things that.
Gary, do you want that to run through law enforcement committee, the EMS agreement? You're talking our 911 agreement and then also our ambulance agreements.
Right. 911, you're talking about the kickback money that comes back from
the 911. No, we
the
had
city agreement with.
We had an amount that we were going to go with, and we proved it. But then we had to give notice, and we didn't give the 90-day notice, so we had to stay with this agreement. You guys had changed the amount, so we need to give the 90 days notice if we're going to negotiate this or
ask for any, when we ask for any changes.
We're talking about. We're talking about dispatch service or the 911 money that comes.
This
in?
Is a dispatch.
No, the actual dispatch agreement.
Okay, so
we had to back that up because we didn't give the notice in time. So I just bring that to your attention because this is something that is going to creep up on you if
you'd like that.
So
to
you wanted,
those
you extended
both
it for a year.
Sure,
you
know? We'll talk about them in committee.
Okay, because what we could do is appoint a special subcommittee for those to go over that, or we could just leave it in regular committee for now and get the opinion of the board, see if they want to make any changes to those agreements. Because it'd be the 911, and then the other one, which has been brought up multiple times, is the ambulance.
EMS.
We don't call it the ambulance, EMS agreement for how much funding goes to each different group. None is required, but each of the groups wants some money. With that,
and both of them should just say in law enforcement, yes.
Okay.
Discuss in law enforcement committee.
We'll figure those will be there then, and if we need to appoint a subcommittee, we'll do that. Mr. Conkey, would you give us your recommendation for Philly Southwest Overlay Project C341181?
You have to, a second, I got to find my notes here. You have to come, oh no, we didn't go out, did we? calendar? I don't have notes. This is crazy today.
Ready?
I'm ready. Yeah, I'm still going.
Reviewing all three bids, all the calculations are correct. We would recommend Cathers and Sons for the bid process, for the do the work.
I would ask for a motion to accept an award, Philly Southwest Overlay Project C34-1181 to Cather and Sons in
motion
the amount
to approve.
Of...
Wow, that is tiny. $547,379.08.
Motion by Dorn.
Save money on eight, didn't they?
Second.
Accept an award. Dorn, second by Adams. Glad we got three bids and all three local contractors, too. Local, I guess, Waverly, Lincoln.
I was grateful that they're all with the completion date that we suggested.
Absolutely.
So or sooner. How much are they going to mill off? 2 inches?
2 inches.
Put back 2 inches?
Mill off 2 inches, fix any repairs that need to be repaired, and put back 2 inches.
All the way to the boat dock?
Just to 94th and Lilac.
Motion by Dorn, second by Adams. Any additional discussion or question?
When Eddie brings that up with the boat dock, what were you talking about that one day, though, of...
Nebraska Rec Funds?
Yes.
So, we, I think all of us, were under the impression that we had submitted everything for... to Game and Parks and NDOT for recreational funds.
Approximately 10 years ago, after a five-year waiting period.
After digging into this, after when I first started, I was under that impression. I dug into it a little bit further and then found out that we were missing a step that was never submitted to Game and Parks. With Minnelli Wagner's help, we came to the conclusion that we needed to go through some stuff. We cored the road last summer. We got all that stuff submitted. We reviewed it. We were hoping to do a one-inch mill with an armor coat on that road to save some cost and then hopefully buy some mirrors until rec funds came in. The cores showed different, didn't allow us to do some of that, so that's why we came to this option too. With those cores, then we were able to follow that next step for the recreational funds, submitting all that to Game and Parks and NDOT. Mr. Mace came down with Manila Wagner. We verified that it was submitted. Helped me submit it to Game and Parks, make sure we were doing everything correctly. I followed up with Mr. Keeper from the NDOT the next day or the day after to verify that we had all the information in there, and he stated we did. So as I'm aware of, we are just waiting for NDOT and Game and Parks to come up with a conclusion what we will get for Game and Parks.
Can you apply any of the watchable wildlife grant money to that also? I mean, because that would meet all the requirements, I'd think.
More money. I mean, the grants are important. That is something that we'll be talking about here very soon also, is trying to move forward with a grant writer, searcher, administrator of sorts. We have a motion by Dorn, second by Adams, to accept and award. If there are no further comments or questions, please vote. Four in favor, motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mark. thank you for getting the guys out quick, too. Busts and drifts and stuff. We heard from multiple people that roads were blocked. So for the paper and the radios, info or to spread information for us, if you don't need to be out, try not to be out. If you are out, use caution, drive safely. The speed limits on roads may stay the same, but drivable speed limits do change with inclement weather. If there's nothing else for the good of the order, Mr.
Just one, and again, not for discussion or anything, every time we have a closing at the courthouse, we get a headache with the court systems. And again, this morning was no different. They had a full load of district courts and stuff scheduled. And I, like I said, we're not going to reach any resolution on it. I would like to broach the subject with the judiciary branch and see if we can come up with something. You know, they always question our call as far as closing the courthouse, which is based on the employee safety and public safety. I'll leave it at that so I don't lose my bar license. But with your permission, I'd like to, I'll talk to some people and see if we can't get into a court so we don't have this problem. You know, like this morning they called defense counsel and says, court's closed, you know, the courthouse is closed, so we're going off to hearings. Well, I call my people so we get somebody there to handle district court while I'm down here. And then, of course, everything's locked up, including the courthouse or the court doors in the district court. So we just need to get that resolved because it comes up every time, whether it's district court or a county court. And it's one of those things that shouldn't happen. You know, the call comes in, it's it.
If we would need to, too, we'd work around whatever we can. If they want to still operate independently of us, but then that puts you in a bad spot, too.
We muddy through it. And again, but the thing is, if you're making a decision based on the public safety, then somebody else is second-guessing that. If they're sitting in Lincoln, I get sick and tired of that crap. Okay.
This was an unusual ice condition today. And like the sheriff said when he came in, from the time the accident started, they never stopped. And that's bad. When you have bad temperatures like this, it can be bad.
Well, you know, bad weather's inconvenient for everybody, but you get around it so that you don't have to, you know, call the funeral home.
If we're open and the sidewalks and stuff are bad, we see people that are in walkers and everything else trying to get up here, and it's like...
I watched a lady walk up to the door this morning still, and I watched the whole way up, and it's like, I don't know if she'd have a good time getting up in dry weather, let alone on ice, but... No. But no, that'd be fantastic if you could approach them.
All right.
Let us know if we need to do anything. Anything else for the good of the order? If not, we'll adjourn at 9:34.